New Bat Breakfast, your sports hangout, 5 to 8.30 weekdays, Radio TAB. Baby, I got you on my mind. Honey, you won't ever know how much I need you by my side.
Yeah, it was a long time coming. The Brisbane Lions, they've gone close on just so many occasions this year, but weren't able to get the chocolates. Well, they certainly got them yesterday and got them in spades against Hawthorn in just what was a sensational win for them. Danny Daly joins us from the Brisbane Lions. Danny, good morning to you. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, boys. How are we?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Look, obviously elation, but it would have been just a sense of relief as well.
Yeah, it was. It's been one of those years where we've been close but no cigars, as they say, and it's just a good reward for our players and actually the whole club and our supporters just to get a win, which I think we've deserved. And it's one of those ones when you've lost so many close games that you just can't keep losing, otherwise the boys will lose faith. So it was just good for them to realise that they've been playing some good footy, and hopefully it's the start of many wins for us.
I tell you what, I think the supporters and probably the players didn't want the full-time hooter to go because it was just a goal rush at the end.
Yeah, it was. We were kicking it from nowhere, to be honest.
And,
they were. But, it's been a better last 5 minutes than the previous weeks at the Gabba where we would have been in front or just behind and you'll be able to keep the goal or two. But, it was a great day for everyone.
It was a terrific four-quarter effort, Danny, starting off with the first quarter, one of the better first quarters that the team has had, in at least that you didn't let the opposition get away from you, which has probably been one of the Achilles' heel to the team in recent times.
Yeah, it has. We haven't won a first quarter this year yet, so Hawks got off to a little bit of a flyer in the first 5 or 10 minutes, but we just couldn't get our hands on the footy. But once we did and started moving the ball in a fashion we wanted to, we were able to score a few goals in that first quarter and come in the quarter time, through 4 or 5 points down, which I reckon was the catalyst for giving the boys a lot of confidence that they could go on and play some good footy against Hawthorn and get the game on our terms. So ended up being a good first quarter for us, which we haven't been able to do this year.
Danny, you must be pleased with the two Danes, Zorko and Beams, 30 disposals for Dane Zorko and 28 for Dane Beams. But then it's the next brigade, the younger generation that stood up. Hugh McCluggage, probably I thought it was his best game he's played. He had 27 touches. Tom Cutler had similar. Eric Hipwood had 4 goals. And Harris Andrews was just fantastic down back. Now they're standing up and leading up to getting up to the same level as the two Danes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I thought Huey was almost best on ground yesterday. I think Faze might have mentioned in his press conference he was the one in the first 10 or 15 minutes that actually kept us in the game, to be honest. He's just got a cool head on his shoulders, and he's pretty good for his age in terms of his maturity and that. But all those young boys you mentioned, and like Alex Witten, and he's played 14 games, and Jared Berry has played 14, they've just got a great sense of maturity and leadership. And the two Danes, as you said, they're not only on field but off field, they've been the ones driving, along with Hodgie obviously, driving our younger guys about belief in the journey and the getting there and keep your head up and keep at it. And so it was good that all those guys were able to stand up yesterday and help us get the win.
What was the main message from Chris and you and the other coaching staff to the players after the game last night, when it was just you guys in that meeting after the game? What were you saying to them?
We had a bit of a focus this week on being selfless as a team. We thought a couple of games have cost us because and I won't say we've been selfish, but young boys and the players have just been trying to do too much to win the game off their own boot. And it looks like we've been selfish, but we're actually probably not. It's just that they're trying too hard to win the game. So we had a focus this week on being selfless. So just doing the team things, first give, all those sort of things that the good teams do. And we did that outstandingly well yesterday, almost to the point of being ridiculous with Charlie kicking backwards from the goal scorer and things like that. But we spoke about that after the game and how it felt to play as a team. And then we spoke about, obviously, that we've got a 6-day break and we've got Sydney next week. So enjoyed the night, but good sides just come back and prepare well and are able to go again. So it's a challenge for our young group to one, embrace the win and everything that comes with it, but then to be able to turn up Monday and then full steam ahead for the Sydney game. So that was probably just the messages after the game, and we showed a few edits about the selflessness of the team, and And then that's what it takes. And we've sort of been working, doing a little bit of work on Richmond and showing some edits of Richmond and what's made them so good over the last 18 months. So, you know, we spoke about that as well. And that was probably the messages after the game.
Solly asked the question, Danny, what the coaches had to say. I think a lot of people are probably interested to know if Luke Hodge addressed the players after the game. And if so, what did he say?
He didn't really address the players, but he sort of piped up like a few of the boys. And, you know, one of the things we, you know, Fake spoke about this week was, let's make sure we look after Hodgie, because we weren't sure if the Hawks were going to come out after him and put a bit of heat on him. And it's obviously been a big week for him, or even a couple of weeks, thinking about this game. He was such a champion, a legend of that footy club, that it was always going to be a tough game for him. So he was like an 18-year-old after the game, you know, singing a song and embracing the boys. And he basically just thanked the boys for, you know, their willingness to help him out there, and, you know, how much he's enjoying the club and his role. And, he just basically, he was the one who spoke about, you know, enjoying the night but getting ready for Sydney next week, because that's another challenge for us at home. And he just spoke about the selflessness stuff and, yeah, his role within the footy club. So he's a very powerful man when he's talking to the young boys. And even though we're only 1-8 or whatever we are, like, his ability to help us grow has been enormous this year so far.
Good. Can you, you might be able to help us out, Danny, and put a rumour to bed here. We know the scoreboard stopped working there at the Gabba yesterday. There was a rumour going round when the Lions hit the front quite well in the last quarter. Chris Fagan asked for the scoreboard to be turned off. So the boys didn't know how far away they were ahead. They just had to keep going.
He might have, I don't know. He's a bit frustrated in the last quarter. I had to give him a nudge and say, mate, we're like 48 points up. Relax, we enjoy it. Possibly, but it's a good ploy, I reckon.
You made a good point before, I think, Danny. You were talking about the younger players being a little bit selfish and they try and win the game off their own boot. Well, a lot of the young guys there are very high draft picks, and you think about it, when they're only 1 or 2 years out of junior footy, that would have been what they were doing all their football lives. They would have been the dominant player in their team, and they would have been winning games by themselves. So when they step out of that junior environment into a senior environment, you've got to play completely differently, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's a fantastic point you make. And the other thing as well is that, you know, no disrespect to those competitions, but it's very much an offensive game. Like, the young players have no idea about defence when they come into the AFL system. So the biggest challenge for us as coaches is trying to get into buy into the defensive structures of the game, but also the selflessness stuff, as you said, because, you know, young Cam Rayner would probably be asked that many times last year to go out and win the game for the boys, and that's probably what he did. And, you know, the boys before him would do the same, the Cluggage and that. So it's just a real balance for the young boys to come in and accept that now they're part of a team, which is a very good team, and they're probably at the bottom of the run, so to speak, so they've got to buy into the whole system. So again, as I said before, I don't think it's them being selfish. They're just trying to do the right thing, but it looks like they're being selfish, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, last week, or just over a week ago, Carlton had their first win of the season and then put in a meek performance against Melbourne. How do you stop that happening with the team? I know both sides are in different places, even though you're both without a win up until a week ago. Lions are showing a lot more than what the Blues have, but how do you stop that from happening? I know you got tough opposition this week, but what's the week going to be like from a coaching point of view?
Yeah, I think we're just going to keep working on what we've been working on. We've had a big focus over the last month about our pressure, just smashing in as much as we can, and our contested ball, and I think we've been training that as well. So, look, I can't talk about the Blues, but all I know is that, you know, we've had a lot of games where we've been right in the games till, you know, 5 or 6 minutes to go. So I can sense with this group now that there's a bit of belief going around the group. And again, it might sound strange at 1-8, but I'm starting to think that they're starting to get it. And we'll just keep challenging the boys on winning the contested ball. And Sydney are a great side at doing that. So it's another challenge for us. And no doubt, you know, Sydney will come out firing and put us under the heat. So we just need our leaders to lead the way and our younger boys to follow. And the message this week from Fags and the coaches will be more about us. We're not going to spend too much time on Sydney and just keep re-educating the boys about when we play good footy and what makes us play good footy. And hopefully that's enough for them to come out and generate that excitement and energy to have a good crack next week.
Well, it was a big moment for so many of the players and, of course, for all of the coaching staff under Chris Fagan. And a dominant win yesterday. Well done. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Have a good day and appreciate you getting me on.
Good on you.
We'll talk to you next Monday.
Yeah. Thanks, Danny.